So the discussion basically we try to focus to explain the part of development of our mind, that is the wisdom or insight, right? What Buddha's teachings and how to develop our insight. So Buddha's teachings mainly focused on Four Noble Truths, Chaturarya Satya. It is Dukkha, Samudaya, Nirodha, Marga. Dukkha in the sense kind of suffering, or the unsatisfactoriness, okay? Stress or whatever terms you use. The kind of suffering is Dukkha. Then what's the cause for that? The cause of suffering is Samudaya. Then the cessation or eradication, right? No more suffering. It's also known as Nibbana or the ultimate goal in Buddhism. That is the third one. Fourth one is how to achieve the path leading to that cessation of suffering. So those are known as Four Noble Truths, and that is known as what Buddha revealed to others. He has realized this, and he mentioned this is something never heard before. Pali it says Pube Anusupesu Dhammesu. Right? No one has noticed this before. Even he himself, until enlightenment. So even we talk in very simple terms, the meaning or the realization is not that simple. Because Buddha himself mentioned this is something not even heard before, right? About these Four Noble Truths. So it's applicable to all four, not only one. Sometimes we think it is only about Nibbana, or it's only about path, but we forget about what? Dukkha and the cause. Because, we used to think, we know Dukkha. Yeah? And we know Samudaya also because it's mentioned as Tanha. Yeah? Dukkha Samudaya as Tanha or craving. Tanha means craving. Yeah? But these are just words, not the exact, meaning, what meant by the so Dukkha also there are different levels. Depends on the level of wisdom you see how far it. So in Buddhism, developing wisdom, there are four stages. First one is the stream enterer, or known as Sotapatti. You are in the stream there. Sotapatti or so on. Then the second one is Sakadagami. It's also known as once returned. Then the third level is Anagami, non-returner. Final level is the Arahant, those who enlighten completely. Arahant. So four stages. Those are different levels of wisdom, in fact. Okay? So different levels you see differently. Okay? So before attaining any of those results, the wisdom level is very low. So based on that wisdom level only, we can discuss things. So the meaning, even if we try to convey the message, it's not be the correct one until you realize it by yourself. And Buddhism is to realize by your own. Come and see, ehi passika. That's the quality of Buddhism. It's open for anyone. So willing to investigate and put a try. And open for anyone to realize. No any limitations. Doesn't matter which religion you are or whatever beliefs you have. If you use your wisdom and think openly, there's a possibility of realizing. Now, yeah.
Is
in
every thought.
Is it every thought? In subtle, sometimes invisible ways. You know, invisible to me as I understand. For example, in every thought there is some form of craving, whether it be aversion or clinging.
That's right.
Even if you look at something that's either beautiful or ugly, that is either clinging or aversion.
Yeah.
Or if we look at, in behavior before, and then sometimes those thoughts as not microseconds, hardly noticed. So dukkha, suffering,
yeah,
is present all the time.
Yeah. In fact, in subtle levels, it's seen every thought, but day to day life, we can't notice that. That's why you need to develop wisdom and see up to that level. So initially we notice only our physical sufferings, right? We think those are the, you know, major sufferings. But you can think whether the physical suffering is greater or the mental suffering is greater. Which one gives you the... Yeah, sometimes... It takes some time to even realize that. For example, if something happened to your own body, wound or something, or burn your finger, right? It's kind of suffering, right? That is physical dukkha. And compare it with same thing happened to your own child. Burn a finger. Which one gives you more suffering?
Usually physical suffering sometimes comes there because you may die. But mental suffering is
lighter. Which one is more, much stronger?
Yeah, suppose you have a case pain. If you are really upset, then right?
Yeah. But same thing happened to your beloved one, right? chest pain. So your child or your spouse or even your mother, right? You compare it. If it happens to your own or the your beloved one, which one gives you the most suffering? What do you think?
If it happens to me, I feel much more than the others.
But there can be different opinions.
The other thing is, I found the word suffering. When dukkha is
is probably a bit different, because the word suffering, as I've used in the past, always means extreme suffering, whereas sometimes it is just unsatisfactory. You know, it's just things being unsatisfactory. So sometimes it can be very suffering. You know, it can just be that.
Hey, if you are not satisfied, it's kind of the
Or something I like comes to the end, you know, like I finish watching a TV program, you know, that I really enjoy, but then it's over and I feel disappointed.
So it doesn't matter whatever you have, if you are not satisfied, that gives you suffering.
Dukkha is not itself suffering. Dukkha can make suffering. Dukkha is inherent suffering. Dukkha in all is not suffering.
No, not
suffering.
So what is the translation of dukkha?
It is, I don't know the word in English, dharma dharma. All the dharma dharma, there is three aggregates. All the three aggregates come under dukkha.
Now, it is something like enjoyment. You think you are enjoying, but the real truth behind that is suffering. You don't see that. Suffering is a noble truth. Arya Satya. Dukkha Arya Satya in the sense, right? There cannot be an enjoyment in that. Enjoyment you get due to ignorance. It is something like, you know, something happening, but you are not aware the danger behind that. Right? So still you think there are so many similes given.
Is that because dukkha, in the case of enjoyment, is clinging to samsara, in terms of
First, that's why it is very difficult to realize dukkha as well. Dukkha also, it's known as Pali Parinyaya. You must realize, you must see what dukkha is. Right? First noble truth is to, it is in the Dakinaya, Parinyaya. You need to know what it is, but knowing that also depend on the level of wisdom. Because some people may never notice it is there. And if they don't notice, they won't bother of even, you know, come and meditate. Or why should we? We do not have any suffering. Sometimes I'm sure your friends telling you like that. If you ask others to come and meditate, right? Why should you, you know, you suffer because of meditating. That's how they think. That's why it depends on the level of wisdom, you see. So, even to realize whatever we are doing causing us more and more suffering, you need kind of wisdom. Until then, you won't even think about, you know, any religion at all. Not only Buddhism. Right? There are certain people, main reason is they can't even see suffering as suffering. Right? There are many similes given in Arayapu. Similes in Kakulua, Paturanatana Kami. I don't know how to explain that in English. There are the crab, until it boils the water, it thinks I got fresh water, and it's very happy until it boils. But it's temporary. And when it is boiling, only no you know, it realizes what kind of danger is there. So this is something like that. People do not see suffering as suffering, and they see the opposite. They see suffering as sukha or happiness. Right? This is known as vipallasa in Pali. Dukde sapa vidhiyata dakina kiyana. Right? Satara vipallasa. One of these is because their wisdom not even developed, you know, just to see what they are facing. Right? So this is something to be, you know, developed little by little, the wisdom. So that's why earlier I mentioned different levels of wisdom. You see four noble truths, you understand in different levels. Enter to this noble path, or the path leading to Nibbana, it's a lot of, you know, wisdom you need to develop. So that's the initial point of realizing four noble truths up to certain level. Suffering is there, this is the cause of suffering, this is the cessation, and this is the path leading for that. By realizing that only, you get the right view just to enter to the path. Right view is known as Samadhi. To get that right view, Buddha has mentioned one has to listen to Dhamma, then, you know, contemplate on that and try to understand a little bit. Then only one get that ability of having this right view. If someone not heard the teachings, or even before the Buddha enlightenment, there's no way one to enter to the path, because it's a dhamma very hard to realize by one's own until you heard from someone. But now we are in a time, the teachings are there, we can, you know, investigate and you know, even question, discuss, try to see what it is. But Buddha's time, it was not like that. So he has mentioned clearly in certain discourses, it's only this sasana or this someone who follow this path only can become a spring enterer over all four levels, one of the levels.
Okay?
Yeah, but Paccheka Buddhas can appear only when Buddhism is not there. During a time where you can hear Buddhism, Paccheka Buddhas won't appear. It's a time like Buddhopada Kalaki. So there's no way to hear Buddhism from anywhere. During that time also, there's a possibility one can realize if you have a very good level of wisdom, but you can't explain it to others. So my way of thinking, it is mainly due to others are not wise enough even they hear this to understand. Now, even when Buddhism is there, it is so difficult to understand. If we can't hear any of those things, how a person can realize what it is even they hear? So during that time, Paccheka Buddhas, it's something like they can enlighten themselves but cannot teach others. Right? Yeah, of course, there are thousands of such Paccheka Buddhas, but not that is happening when Buddhism is no longer there. When, example, this time there cannot be any Paccheka Buddhas. So, three types of enlightenment. One is Buddha himself. Second one is this Paccheka Buddha. It can happen during when Buddhism is not there, the teachings are not there. Third one is when teachings are there, others can, use that to be enlightened, become arahants. So, those are the three types in enlightenment. Buddha, Paccheka Buddha, and Arahant. So this is a time only there can be Arahants, not other two types. That's how it's mentioned in this. So to we talk something little more about how to develop this wisdom. Buddha has asked us to contemplate and see how our senses work. Six senses. Six senses are eye, ear, nose, tongue, our body, and the mind. Using these six senses, only we can get any type of knowledge about outside or environment, about the world. Using only these six senses, there's no other way. So he has advised us to investigate each of these senses, what they are doing, what is happening there. And this pancha upadana khanda arise when we use any of these senses. For example, when I use our eyes to see something, there arise pancha upadana khanda. Pancha upadana khanda in the sense rupa, vedana, sanya, sankhara, vinyana. It may be difficult for you, but later on, little by little, you will learn. So these five things can occur. Rupa in the sense matter, right? Whatever you can touch and feel, you know, whatever objects. Even our body is rupa, right? Physical things in simple terms. But they can be very subtle. Even sounds we consider as rupa, subtle form. Even smells, right? And our five senses: eye, ear, nose, tongue, body. It's also rupa. Right? And the objects of each sensor. For eye, it is the whatever known as rupa again, the colors of whatever outside objects, right? For the ear, it is sound objects. Nose is smell. Tongue, taste. Body or skin, it is the touching sensations, touching feelings, right? So these are known as rupa. Then five things are rupa. Vedana is the feelings. Whatever feelings you get. There are three main types: pleasant feelings, unpleasant feelings, and somewhere in between. Right? So rupa, then vedana is feelings. Sanya. Sanya is a kind of perception, or you can identify or differentiate one from another. using sanya, right? Sankhara is the fourth one, the thought formation, right? Based on our chetana, based on our ideas, we create thoughts. Then the vijnana is the consciousness itself, the knowing, right? It's in consciousness we get to know about anything. So whenever we use our own eye, these five things arise. Whenever we use our ear, five things arise. Right? So you can notice each of the sensor, it doesn't matter which sensor you use, result is the arising of five things known as five aggregates: Rupa, Vedana, Sanya, Sankara, Vijnana. Right? And due to our delusion or not knowing what is going on, based on these five things, there arises a personal belief called I or myself. That is how it explains, but this is the most difficult things to understand in Buddhism. So we used to believe there's I or myself, right? Buddha mentioned it's those five aggregates themselves, the person. The personality is the sakkaya, sakkaya vichya, personal belief, panchabhava. So, in wisdom part, we have to investigate, especially who am I, the person. Okay? That's what mainly we are trying to do. So, I or myself depend on external world because it's a, you know, relative thing. If we talk about external world relative to us, I am the center point. Right? Even when we practice metta meditation, directions based on who? Myself, your own. Right? If you are not there, there cannot be any directions. I don't know whether you understand this. Right? If you cannot have the origin as yourself, can you define different directions? So you need to use your wisdom to, you know, think about these things. Who am I? That's the main question asked in this Buddhism. Investigation based on that question. Who am I? Right? Is it this body? Or is it our different organs? Is it my hand or legs or brain or heart? Right? You have to investigate and see. So Buddha has categorized this. When you investigate, you might end up with five senses: eye, ear, nose, tongue, and your body. Right?
It's like science fiction, like the space occupying nation with the five senses out there.
Yes. So our engineering student, I take the example of creating a robot and putting sensors like camera as eye, zona sensor as ears, and so on. And you know, it's a nice example for them. I don't know for medical students what kind of example. So if you try to create a robot, mechanical parts, of course, we can do with mechanical engineering, but if you put a camera like webcam or something, right, it can collect information like vision, vision, but without processing part, can it do anything? So our eye is like just a camera. Without processing part, can't do anything. So this wisdom part depends on investigation and think and try to identify where I am, who I am, and so on. Until you realize it. Okay? Because we live with that personal belief, and Buddha has mentioned this all sort of suffering occurs because of that delusion or the personal belief. Because I am suffering. Who is suffering? I am. And he asks us to find out, who am I to be suffered? And why I am suffering? Right? Cause of suffering. If you see these two, you will realize there's a way to end or completely eradicate this suffering. And the path leading for that. That's another way of explaining Four Noble Truths. So this Buddha's teachings all depends on the Four Noble Truths. All other dhamma is just to explain it in different angles, different viewpoints. They did not suffer. That's the important point.
But they suffering.
So, the what we believe we are suffering, right? Is it these sicknesses, pains, and all those physical suffering? If it is the truth of suffering, even Buddha has faced the same thing. Arahants faced the same thing. So there's something wrong with our understanding. That's why this suffering also, there are different levels of realizing. Initially we think it is physical pain. Right? I can just give a clue only, right, using similes. Now, even yesterday my discussion, one was telling she had a friend who died with cancer, right? And she is still suffering because of that. So I asked, how about other cancer patients there in this Maharagama, this cancer hospital? Right? Do you suffer because of others? They are also facing the same situation. Right? She said, no. Then I asked her to investigate, why do you suffer because of? And she realized it's because her friend is attachment. Right? It is not the cancer or person, okay? It's because of the attachment. So if you remove this attachment, like other patients, we don't have that much attachment. Therefore, we are not suffering because of others. Right? But same thing happened to them as well. So suffering gives us due to this attachment. Right? Without our knowledge. We think, attachment gives us happiness. That's the world way of thinking. But same thing caused this suffering. Right? So, if you apply the same theory, we think this body as mine, my body. Right? And enlightened ones, they do not think this as their own body. It is something like another body somewhere else. So if something happened to that body, there's no person to suffer. Right? Just imagine your body is outside somewhere. If it is not yours, right? It's very difficult for us to think like that, but you know, enlightened one, even his own body, we think it is Buddha's body or it is Arahant's body, but for them it is not their own body. It is another rupa itself. But our way of thinking is, okay, this body is mine, their body is theirs. So if something happened to that body, they are suffering. But that theory no longer applies for them. Because they have completely gave up, even their own body. Right? Sakkaya ditti due to rupa is no longer there. Personal belief due to your own body. So the suffering occurs due to the thing, this is my own body, is no longer there. If that attachment is not there. That's why, you know, different wisdom levels see this suffering as different. Okay, I think you can think about these areas. Yeah. So, we have accrued more merits during these 2 hours. So when we accrued merits, we can transfer those to other beings, especially divine beings, those who are beginning to have kusala thing or merits. We can transfer, and may they be happy, live long, and also understand Dhamma and be enlightened. And in turn, may they protect us all. We chant those things. Akasatta Trumatta Devanaga Mahindika Punyantam Anumoditta Chiran Rakkantu Loka Sasanam. Akasatta Trumatta Devanaga Mahindika Punyantam Anumoditta Chiran Rakkantu Desanam. Akasatta Trumatta Devanaga Mahindika Punyantam Anumoditta transfer merits to departed ones. Idam me nyanti nam hotu subhita hantu nyateo. Idam me nyanti nam hotu subhita hantu nyateo. Idam me nyanti nam hotu subhita hantu nyateo. And make a wish. Imina punya kamme na mame bada samagamo satam samagamo hotu yavain bana pattiya. Imina punya kamme na mame bada samagamo satam samagamo hotu yavain bana pattiya. Imina punya kamme na mame bada samagamo satam samagamo hotu yavain bana pattiya. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.